Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Too much chicken. All right, everybody ready? Too much chicken. Let's go, okay. Cat dog.
Hello,
I'm trying to reach Jason, please.
This is Jason.
Hi, Jason. My name is Remy. I'm calling with BPE TMC. How's your day going?
I'm doing fine, but what's a BT, whatever that is?
BPE TMC, it's an organization. We've been around for the last 5 years, and we're trying to help different things in the black community. And I wanted to reach out and give you a call and see if you would be on board or help signing a petition that we're going to have going around with BPE TMC, if you don't mind.
Okay, what is it about?
Well, BPE TMC, Jason, is black people eat too much chicken. And what we're trying to do is cut back
the
shortage of chicken.
Black people eat too much chicken? Who the hell is this?
My name is Remy, sir.
Okay, what you mean by black people eat too much chicken?
We've done a test study, and we realized, sir, that black people are the ones that are eating too much chicken. And what we want to do is try to cut back, because right now there's a shortage.
The Chinese and ask them, they eat all kinds of chicken. Chicken Fu Young, all this here. Chicken, the white people eat chicken palliate. All this here. Chicken stir fried rice with chicken and all this stuff. You want to come to me talking about a black person eat too much damn chicken? Did you ask the white people? I bet you ain't didn't know with no white folks. I bet you don't go to them. Y'all scared of them.
Well, sir, we're gonna get to that. We're starting in the black community. Black people are the ones that seem to buy the most chicken.
Man, no chicken. Guess what? I don't eat chicken. And if I did eat some chicken, I'd be cursing. Man, who the are you big or something? You. Hey, how in the y'all got my number in it? Where you get it from?
Actually, we're getting numbers from the supermarket, and we're getting a listing of people who buy the most.
Supermarket, you get my number in no supermarket?
Sir, the main thing we're trying to get you to do is cut back on eating chicken. Now, what
man,
we want you to do?
I don't eat no chicken. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and eat some chicken. And don't call me with no about eating too much chicken. Don't even call my phone. Do you got that?
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Callaway. Is this Callaway?
Yeah, it's Callaway. Who is this?
How you doing? My name is Remy. I'm with BPE TMC. And
Who?
My name is Remy, sir. I'm with BPE TMC. What we're doing is we have a petition we're trying to get signed throughout the black community of some things that we're trying to actually help out in the black community.
Uh-huh.
So BPE TMC is actually an organization, and we're trying to actually save some things in the black community.
What is that? What's that stand for? What the hell is that? What is that for?
BPE TMC is black people eat too much chicken. And what we're trying to do is get...
Man, you gotta be kidding me, man. Who is this, man?
This is Remy, sir. We're trying to get you all to actually sign a petition. What's going on is black people are buying too much chicken.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me with this, man. Is this a white man? Who is this, man?
I am Caucasian, sir, yes.
Man, why are you calling me with this?
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get...
How'd you get my number, first of all?
Actually, we're getting numbers from supermarkets that are letting us know...
Man,
the people that...
Man, you get the off my phone with this, man. Talk about some beef chicken. Man, you're going to make me get out and smack one of y'all. What the with you?
Okay, sir, what we're trying to do is get you guys to cut back on buying chicken.
Man, who's you guys? What the you talking about, you guys?
Well, the black community is... The black community, yeah, sir.
Hey, man, you better go home with that. We ain't got time for that, man. Don't be calling my phone with that.
man.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Valerie, Val.
This is she. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Remy. I'm with BPE TMC. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And you?
I'm very well, ma'am. Listen, what we're trying to do is, if I take a little bit of your time, we're trying to actually get a survey signed by people in the black community. We're actually trying to help out in the black community. The organization is BPE TMC. And what this is black
what is
people
that? Eat. What is that?
That's black people eat too much chicken. So what we're doing is we're trying to get...
Black people do what?
Black
say that one more time for me.
Black people eat too much chicken. You see, there's been a shortage in chicken. So what we're trying to do is get black
there's
people to cut back.
There's been a shortage in chicken, and you want to do a survey?
Well, what we want you guys to do is sign a petition that you're not going to eat any more chicken this year.
That doesn't even make sense. We just don't eat chicken. You know, we eat beef, we eat steak, we eat fish. I don't see you trying to pull that off the market. Now, why would you want to tell us not to to eat chicken and we eat other stuff, too? Where are you getting your deep findings from? Because this doesn't make any sense.
The test study, ma'am, was over chicken, and it just seems like that...
Who did this test study?
Well, we did, ma'am. We're BPE TMC, and after doing the test study, we did realize that the black people are the ones that are eating.
Was the test only just directed to black people? I mean, did you use white people? Because white people eat chicken too. But you guys always on diets and stuff.
Okay, ma'am. Well,
did you use Asians? What about the Hispanics? Did you use them?
Okay, ma'am. Listen, what the bottom line is, our first study is black people, and what we're trying to do is get you guys to cut back on eating.
No, your study should be everybody. This is some. Where'd you get my number from?
Man, we got numbers from the supermarkets of people that
you
buy.
You didn't get my number from no supermarket because I didn't give my number to no supermarket. This just don't make any damn sense. You calling me, interrupting me about some like this.
Bottom line, ma'am, you're
chicken,
not cooking.
You don't
chicken.
Tell me,
you're not
me, telling me what the hell I can't eat. You don't lost your mind. You
chicken.
Got life and twisted, sir. Yes, you do. Life twisted. Calling somebody, telling them that black people eat too much chicken. You and your partition.
Would you like to hear what the survey is actually saying?
No, I don't want to hear what the survey is actually saying, because what you're saying is about a whole bunch of.
But the survey is saying that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Valerie, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You know, Tommy, I love me some chicken.
That's how you do it, huh? You just call three chicken lovers and get it cracking up in here. That's how you do it.
Boy, they were mad
too much,
at
man.
You.
But I like the last
every.
Lady.
Yeah.
She's trying to
cover
be politically
every
correct.
Did you call the Asians?
Yeah.
Did you call it the Asians?
Them brothers that wasn't having it either.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
No.
Not at
but
all.
You know what I like is the first thing black people say, how you get this number? That's
yeah.
what I want to know.
Yeah,
who
yeah.
who gave you my number?
And get off my phone.
Yeah.
Right. With that blankety blank.
I don't know how you think about these things, but they're good. You are the king of pranks, baby. King of pranks.
That's that left side of that brain, Shirley. That's that left side. And the left side is going to Waco on Black Friday. So come check out the left side of my brain. If you're in Waco or around the way, Waco, Texas, the nephew is coming to the Hippodrome with the left side of his brain, acting a doggone fool. Nephew, Tommy, and friends, live, up close, and personal. Two shows because it is COVID-19 safe. So we're going to be spread out throughout that theater just so we can be safe. So get your tickets. Got a few more left. Just a few. Come see the nephew, all right? For just a few, a couple of hours. Come hang out with me. The nephew, live in person, Black Friday.
Okay.
Love it.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Get your laugh on, especially after you done ate turkey, dressing, yams, greens.
Ooh,
all of
yeah,
that.
Well,
come work it out with some laughter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right,
I like it. Yeah. I'm in.
You ain't in. You're just saying.
I got the turkey.
You got a
work
frozen
on the
turkey.
Sides. We
got
to cook the sides
I got,
now.
Got the turkey.
Okay, so Carla, can you walk me through some dressing? Because that's what I don't know how to cook, is dressing.
You know what? My mother-in-law actually makes the dressing every year. She makes oyster dressing because, you know, she's from New Orleans.
A lot of people make that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oyster dressing. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah, she's from New Orleans, so I'm kind of bummed out because we're not going to go. We're not going to travel. to see my in-laws this year, so we're going to have to FaceTime, and she's going to have to talk me through making the oyster dressing.
My mother
and my mom and my sister make seafood good
cornbread. You have to have good, fresh, homemade cornbread.
Okay, Shirley.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Shirley. Go ahead. Okay, what's after that, Shirley?
You know, you have to have some juice, you know, like the droppings.
What kind of juice?
From the chicken and stuff. The turkey, I mean.
Oh, natural meat juice. Yeah.
Just turkey juice?
We call it juice. All right. Thank you, nephew. I'll tell you more about my dressing recipe
this
coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.